I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
I want to speak to you this morning about an extraordinary resilience and grit of the American people and American capitalism. Our country is taking everything that COVID has to throw at us, and we've come back stronger. I'm pleased to report this morning, but many of you already know, that America's job machine is going stronger than ever, fueling a strong recovery and opportunity for hardworking women and men all across this great country. America is back to work. Today, we've learned that in January, our economy created 467,000 jobs. But that's not all. We learned that job growth in November and December over last year was revised up by more than 700,000 jobs. On top of that, 400,000 jobs previously, on top of the 400,000 were previously reported. This morning's report caps off my first year as president. And over that period, our economy created 6.6 million jobs. 6.6 million jobs. You can't remember another year when so many people went to work in this country, there's a reason. It never happened. And I'm proud of the role the administration played in this economic plan has played in the recovery. You know, the rescue plan that Democrats passed to get the economy going again, the bipartisan infrastructure law that's starting to get underway rebuilding bridges, roads, highways, ports, airports, internet, is so much more that we're doing as well. And my decision at the outset of our administration to buy American, it's always been the law, it was very seldom ever followed. Now it's a reality, not an empty promise. I made clear that when the federal government spends taxpayer dollars, we buy American products. American products made in America, including all the component parts of that product, with very few exceptions. With the support of the American private sector, our business leaders and entrepreneurs, our workers, our union leaders, they've all come together like never before in my days in Washington. I know it hasn't been easy. I know that January was a very hard month for many Americans. I know that after almost 2 years, the physical and emotional weight of the pandemic has been incredibly difficult to bear for so many people. But here's the good news. We have the tools to save lives and to keep businesses open and keep schools open, keep workers on the job, and sustain this historic economic comeback. Vaccination and boosters have proven incredibly effective. This past month, we started mailing out tens of millions of at-home tests to deliver to your home for free so you can determine whether or not you have COVID. And that's in addition to the 20,000 sites across America where you can get a test in person for free to determine whether or not you have COVID. And we have more treatments today to keep people out of the hospital, including life-saving antiviral pills, which we purchased millions of. And now we're seeing the difference over what our efforts have made. Look at what's happened. Just in the past 3 weeks, today's extraordinary job report that data was collected, the COVID crisis has been cut in half, down in half in just 3 weeks. Still too many cases. Still we have to be on the alert. But to be clear, this is a dramatic decline. Now, I want to be clear. Even with the extraordinary news, even with the historic economic progress we've made across the past year, we still have a lot of work to do. Making sure every American has a job is a great start, but it's not the finish. For many Americans, wages are up this year. In January, wage increases were strong across the board, and that's good. We have to continue to keep wages growing, and we need even more high-paying jobs. Jobs you can raise a family on and have some breathing room. Look, the bottom line is this. The United States is once again in a position to not only compete with the rest of the world, but out-compete the rest of the world once again. We can keep coming together and invest in the backbone of America, working class and the middle class folks. There's no limit to what we can achieve. So let's keep the wages rising and let's start lowering cost. Our businesses are the best in the world. Our workers are the best in the world. Give them half a chance. They'll outcompete anyone, anywhere in the world. We can have a quality of life for working people that they deserve at the same time. And by the way, the middle class, when it does well, When the working class does well, everybody does well. Everything is better for the wealthy, the super wealthy, and the slightly wealthy. Nobody gets hurt. So let's face these challenges head on. Let's keep building a better America. I want to thank you, and God bless you, and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.